The South African National Space Agency, SANSA, has entered into a partnership with the much better known National Aeronautics and Space Administration, better known by the four letters NASA. Tiaan Strydom is International Business Manager at SANSA. Hello, Tiaan.
Hi.
What are you going to be doing with NASA?
Well, currently we formulated the study agreement between South African National Space Agency and SANSA. The study agreement stipulates that, we are exploring the feasibility of putting up a DSN, that's a Deep Space Network antenna, out in the Karoo area to support Moon and Mars missions.
Hey, what does that mean in terms of what we're bringing to the party?
Well, for South Africa, basically, the plan is to establish the general infrastructure of the ground station. And then NASA will come in and install about four deep space antennas to support these Moon and Mars missions.
And we're doing the partnership because NASA thinks we're good at this kind of stuff, or because they need those deep space antennae in this part of the world?
Well, I think it's both. First of all, if we look at the history of South African space, a lot of people tend to forget that as early as the 1950s, we started supporting the Mercury and Apollo missions. And, when NASA pulled out of South Africa in 1975, the CSIR took over the facility nearby Hartbeespoort Dam and supported at a commercial level all the international space agencies. We're still involved with those activities. We recently supported a mission to the moon for ISRO, the Indian Space Agency. So I think we've got a good history in space. And secondary, as you mentioned, the Karoo area is ideally located, especially looking at high frequencies. You don't have a lot of rain there, so it's ideally positioned to put a deep space antenna.
And obviously there is scientific pat on the back. This is scientifically important in terms of economics. I mean, is this going to bring work for technicians, for people in the surrounding vicinity? How much of a contribution is going to make to the local economy where these two deep space antennae are going to be set up?
Well, I think, first of all, if we look at the specific area where we plan to put up the DSN site, Mikesfontein, there's not a lot of opportunities around there. We all know Mikesfontein for the history around it. Mm. That area of the Western Cape is, there's not a lot of opportunities. And I think this brings a lot of opportunities, entry level up until high level engineering and scientists as well. Currently, it's a little bit difficult to say how many positions we're going to create, but, we're looking at getting people from the area as well as some specialized people in to support and operate these facilities.
Tiaan Strydom, thank you very much indeed, International Business Manager at SANSA.